This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You are my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy, yummy, yumpkin. You're my sweetie pie, pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Amy get revenge on her man Jordan, say aye.
Aye.
Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We are great. How can we help you get revenge this morning?
Okay, my husband, his name is Jordan, and he is just... he's just a big old mule-headed man. Like, I don't know how to say that. Like, I love him to bits, but he is as stubborn as the world. Okay, so we were out in SoCal visiting family a couple months ago, obviously before all of the, you know, Armageddon hit.
Right.
And if I remember correctly, we were going to a place, and they had the parking, and, you know, parking, everything in SoCal is expensive. So he borrowed $20 from my cousin for parking and was like, I got you, I'll get you back.
Okay, that sounds fair.
I know that, yeah, except he didn't get her back. And the problem is my cousin, like, you know, she's on the paycheck to paycheck. Like, I know 20 bucks to some folks is like whatever, but that's a big deal for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was rude. I'm like, you know, like, we're comfortable, like, we're okay. So he needs to be giving her that money back. And now he's just gotten so mule-headed about it that he is just not going to do it now, just like out of pride.
Let me get this right. Hold on. This is $20.
Okay. $20. Yeah.
Girl.
What?
So, but.
And, like, my grandmother has gotten involved in this. You have to understand that, like, my grandma heard about my cousin because, you know, she worries about everybody and has to make food for everybody. So my grandma has been like, you know, come on, just give her the money. I know you have it. Just give it to her. And he's like, I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to take care of it on my time. I'm going to take care of it on my time. And he's just not doing it.
Now, is it bothering you? Do you think he should give her the $20, or is just $20 not a big deal?
If it was somebody else, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful to my cousin because I love her, but, you know, we all, things are hard right now for everybody.
Right. Okay.
You know, she could use the $20. I mean, you know, that's a full tank of gas for her for work.
Right. And it's principle. I mean, you got to be respectful to your family. If somebody gives you something and he said he was going to pay her back, right? It wasn't like a here, just have this.
Nope, I was sitting right there.
Okay.
Wow.
So obviously it's bothering you that it's not bothering your man to give your cousin the damn money back. It's only $20. So how do you want revenge this morning?
About that, and I know you guys are better at this than me, obviously, so I'm going to trust you on how you think this should go, but I was thinking, what if, like, we went kind of old school and, like, they put a contract out on him, like, they were going to get him. Like, somebody was going to rough him up for the $20.
Put a hit on him?
Well, no, not a hit, just like maybe, like, you know.
What's your cousin's name?
Leanne,
okay. Like, I could put on my alter ego Nacho, but Nacho would have to be a tough, like a cholo or something like that. Like,
God. I'm all about the cholo because that would scare him.
Wait, Amy, do you know what a cholo is?
Yes,
you do.
Honey.
Okay. More important, does Jordan know what a cholo is?
Oh, Jordan knows because of me, because, you know, allegedly I might be related to some down the road somewhere.
Oh,
that's perfect.
This is perfect. So it wouldn't be out of character if I said, like, I'm Leanne's boyfriend that happens to be a cholo. Would that not surprise Jordan?
I think that it would go that far. It would surprise him, but, like, he knows that there's some distant family that we don't talk to.
Oh, because...
Oh, girl.
Okay.
So when you need money, you'll be talking to all the family.
But I'm Aimee, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not just Aimee, I'm like, I'm Aimee. So, yeah, I think he'd buy it.
Okay.
Damn,
okay.
You have surprised me in the few minutes we've talked. Wow.
I may.
I know. Amy, a.k.a. La Huera Loca from back in the day.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, well, my alter ego, I'm just going to do Nacho. I'm going to pretend like I'm a cholo trying to get this $20 back for my lady, Leanne.
I'm so excited about it.
Scare the hell out of him. I'm going to tax him. I'm going to tell you he owes interest on this, too. Jordan. All right.
Oh, my God.
What does Jordan look like? Describe your boyfriend real quick.
He's about just under 6 foot.
Okay.
He's got very, very, like, white blonde, like, crazy blonde hair. Like, it almost looks like albino hair. Like, it's really, really light.
Okay.
He's got really gray eyes. And he's, like, in good shape. Like, he, you know, he takes care of himself. He's not, like, scary, like, I pick things up and put them down guy. But, like, he's in good shape.
Okay. He could fight a cholo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but he wouldn't. It would
be- Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me try to scare him straight and scare him into giving this $20 back, okay?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, need his number. Gonna call Jordan up. It's your morning mess. Don't move. We're back. So listen, we were speaking to Miss Amy, and she let us know she needs revenge on her man. He borrowed $20 from her cousin. Doesn't seem like a lot of money, but the cousin's not doing too well financially. So what's a joke to her man, Jordan, is not for her family. Like, no, this isn't funny. We just met your boyfriend. He borrowed $20 from your cousin, Leanne. She wants the $20. He thinks it's not a big deal. But Amy, it is a big deal.
It is a big deal. It is a big deal. And when Abuela gets involved, you know it's a big deal. So.
Oh.
Your Abuelita got involved?
I see. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And that's not okay. I mean, this is your man. This is supposed to be someone who, as far as I'm concerned, should be always being really respectful to your family.
Right.
He thinks it's a joke. I mean, I'm sorry. Even if she wasn't struggling right now, which is very real, you give money back that you owe to your family members. Period.
Thank you.
And the thing is, you can't even give it to her because it's become a pride thing now.
Mm-hmm.
Your cousin wants your man to give it, like, Cash App me back, so I know that it's from you.
Exactly.
No, we get that. All in favor of revenge, say aye.
Aye!
We got you. So we're going to do a little scare tactic. I'm going to use my alter ego, Nacho. I think I'm going to use a big Nacho with two O's, I say.
Ooh.
I'm going to call him like some cholo demanding my lady. And your cousin's name is Leanne?
Leanne.
I'm going to pretend that I'm her boyfriend, and I'm demanding your boyfriend give back the money or else, I say. Ain't that right, Huera Loca?
I see.
She's an OG. All right, let's give Jordan a call.
Hello?
Yeah, may I speak to Jordan, please?
Yeah, this is Jordan.
Jordan, what's going on? This is Big Nacho. What's up, homie?
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Big Nacho with two O's. Listen, I'm calling about my Ruka, my Haina. What's up with her $20 you owe her?
I'm sorry, you said your name is Big Nacho?
Big Nacho, two O's, that's it. Listen, you know my girl, Leanne? You robbed $20 from her?
But robbed? No, we borrowed $20 for.
So you're admitting it? You took $20 from her then, huh?
That we borrowed $20.
Who's we?
My girlfriend and I.
Nah, I heard it was you.
You're joking, right?
Do I sound like I'm joking? Am I a joke to you right now? Listen, I got locked up one time because a fool owed me $5. You think I'm playing with 20? I did the time for my grime. Now I'm back. So what's up with that 20, Holmes?
Dude, I didn't realize it was serious. Honestly, I could do a money order right now. I could PayPal.
It just went up. I don't like your tone. Interest, Holmes. It just went up to 200.
Oh, come on, man. You got to be kidding me.
Did I say my name was George Lopez? I said these ain't jokes. ¿Qué tienes, Jordan? Why'd you rob my lady?
Dude, I didn't rob your lady. We borrowed $20 for parking. We didn't. My girlfriend and I borrowed $20 for parking.
Nah, you stole. You didn't give it back, Holmes. You ever got your shit pushed in, S.A.?
Oh, my God.
What?
Because I did big time.
Look, man, I don't want any trouble, okay? I'm sorry. I'm happy to give back the $20. It was just
$20. $200. I said $200. It just went up.
Come on,
if
man,
you keep talking, if you say come on one more time, it goes up. Now it's $220.
You got to be kidding me.
$240. Keep going, S.A.?
Come on, man. It's crazy, dude. Let's just stop this. I'll pay her back. I'm sorry.
$250 just went up with your Saved by the Bell looking ass. Listen, Zach. It's $250 now. All I want to hear from you is a yes, and that's it. If I hear another, come on, dude. we're going to have a problem on the streets. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Okay.
$250?
I'll talk to Amy about it.
Oh, I didn't hear a yes. It just went up to $260.
Oh, my God. Yes, yes.
You got 38 seconds when I hang up this phone. I said, if not, I'm going to come visit you. I know where you live. And you got money because you live in a cul-de-sac, I say.
Oh, my God.
Anybody lives in cul-de-sac, they got money. That cul-de-sac turns into a dead end if you don't get paid. You hear me?
I hear you. I hear you.
Amy, did you hear me?
I so heard you.
I think he needs to change his chonies right now. Jordan.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I think you know we're playing with you.
I'm definitely not paying her back.
Listen, this is the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. You're actually live in the radio. Amy called us. She put us up to this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He almost gave me a heart attack.
Breathe.
Oh, dude, that was not cool. That's not cool. You know, like, tensions are already high with this quarantine, and to do... Oh, Amy, you suck.
Oh,
that's why you love me.
Oh, hello.
Okay.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.